we look back at the beginning, at God, when he created the earth, he's a spiritual being. He doesn't have physical things. So we start out with spirit. The scripture in Psalm says, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. So God made the heavens by this word, which is his creative alphabet. He has spirit. That's what he makes things from. And the earth is a scientist would take us back to gases as far as it can go. But what was it before it was gases? It was spirit in God's mind. This is how the word created and created the earth and the heavens. Like it said in Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. He created the earth, and man and the animals were drawn out of the earth, out of the dust of the ground. That's what he formed man from. So it was God's creative alphabet, God's word that made man, made the animals, made the earth, because that's what God's made up of, and that's what he creates with.
New Testament says the same thing. In the book of Hebrews, it says that through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Amen. So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear.
Amen.
So it's telling us right there that if we have some faith, we'll be able to understand that God has a creative word. He has a word by which he formed or framed the worlds.
Amen.
And that the things that we now see, the worlds we now see, the physical things that we are and we see, they were not made of things that do appear. In other words, physical things didn't come from physical things.
Amen.
But they all came from spirit. Because that's all God had to work with.
Amen.
God is a spirit.
Amen.
And the things that he has to work with is the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of fear. His spirit of counsel and might and knowledge and these things the scriptures talk about. Those are the things that he used to, in the way that he did it, to form physical things, and we're part of that physical creation that he formed.
Yeah, we actually understand that if we think about it. Because all of the things that we see in our lives, this building we're sitting in, the car we drove maybe to get here, the food we ate, the cardboard container that maybe some of the food we purchased was in, the tires on our car, the desk we sit at, the pencils we write with, the televisions we might watch, the radios we listen to. All of those things actually came out of the earth. It just came right out of the dust of the ground. And they're not made of things which do, the things which are made are not made of things which do appear. There aren't cars buried in the earth someplace that we kind of dug up and there they are. And there aren't television sets buried somewhere in the mountains in the Andes where we dug up the television sets and distribute them around the world. But there were ideas in people's minds, and those ideas were followed idea upon idea, taking raw elements that were available through the earth. And here we are. With the glasses we look through, the things we drink coffee out of, all these things came out of the dust of the ground. That God has given mankind the deposits of ideas and inspiration to use the elements of this earth to create the visible world, physical visible world that we protect ourselves in and walk around in, the clothing we wear, all of the shoes we have on our feet, all of the things that we use in our lives actually just came right out of the dust of the ground. They just came right out of the mud and the elements and the metal and whatever other things were buried in the earth. But it really isn't that far a stretch for us to appreciate that God used the elements that were available to him, just like mankind uses the elements that's available to us. And indeed, the scripture says that we're made in God's image. In the image of God created him, male and female created he them. And what makes us in God's image is not the physical bodies we live in, but it's the ability that we have to communicate ideas, to be able to get words in our minds, capture those words, believe those words. When we believe them, they seem to stay there, and then we can build upon those words and make more words. And more words make more words, and more words make more words, and those words become ideas, and those ideas then can be implemented into things that will protect us in our lives. And so really, when God began all this, it was just simply a matter of him using the elements that he had available to him. And what are those elements that were available? Not elephants. What are those elements that are available to God? Well, the scriptures tell us that God's a spirit, and that he is not a visible, physical creature. He's the great invisible God, the scriptures say. And yet he's made up of all of the things that we see around us in this visible world. And if we want to get a little bit of insight into kind of what God is like, then we should sort of look a little bit at ourselves and see what we're like, because we were made in His image. We laugh a lot sometimes. Sometimes we have compassion and we feel tears move to our eyes. Sometimes we see a problem, we're able to focus on that and use some wisdom or some knowledge or some understanding of something that somebody's given us to be able to create the things that we see around us. In fact, it could be easily argued that the visible things that we use to live with were just ideas in somebody's mind before they became something physical that we see. And you know, that tells us a lot about God, because we are to a much lesser depth in terms of where our heads are at. It says God's ways are higher than our ways and His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. As the heavens are higher than the earth, the scripture says. That's a pretty long way. We've been able to measure a fair way out there, but it goes way out there.
Amen.
And that's how far God's ideas and thoughts are above our ideas and thoughts. But we do have some insight into Him by the creation that He's made, and that is us.
Amen.
The things that we feel, the things that we experience, the things that we meditate on in a good way, these are things of God, things that God's given to us. He's not some stiff, starchy, uncomfortable, rigid, firm, angry, looking for an opportunity to punish us kind of individual.
Amen.
Indeed, He is a soul that has all of the feelings that we feel way deeper than we feel them. It's kind of like other insights we get to God in this respect is if we love our kids as they grow up, or we maybe love our parents or love our husband or our wife, and we notice it as the years go by, that love kind of increases. Actually gets a little bit bigger. The feelings we have for the people that we care about seem to grow in our lives. And yet at the same time, these physical bodies seem to become a little bit more diminished. Oh yeah, we get this spurt that occurs for a short period of time where we grow up to a certain size, and actually, maybe we keep on growing to other certain sizes after we grow up to a certain size, but we grow to a certain size, and then we find out that what was real weak and became strong is kind of getting a little weaker now as the years go by, and maybe the vision that we had is getting a little bit dimmer, and our hearing is a little bit less acute, and as time goes on, we find that the machinery becomes a little less, that's this physical machinery, becomes a little less responsive, but the things that grow inside us that have meaning continue to grow. They just get bigger and bigger. It's almost like there's not a container big enough to hold them. And in fact, there isn't a container big enough to hold them. The scriptures tell us that the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace and long-suffering and gentleness and goodness and faith and meekness and temperance. Against such, there is no law. In other words, in simple language, that means that there is no limit to what, there's no restriction, there's no commandment here that says, okay, you get 42 square feet of love in your life, or cubic feet, and once you got that, that's the law, that's all you get. And you can have 93 cubic feet, however that's measured, of joy in your life, and once you get that capacity, you're done. Well, that's not the way God is at all.
Amen.
God is eternal, and the things that He teaches us about His eternal nature are the things that He allows us really to experience in our lives to a much lesser degree. The very idea that the feelings we have in our life that are life-promoting continue to grow and continue to grow and continue to grow, that very idea is God trying to instruct us that there's this huge, huge amount of His Spirit that He wants for us to experience and indeed has available for us to experience if we just pay a little attention to Him and let the primer of the pump get the water pumping so that we can get that life within us. So before anything was, there was God. And that is really an idea that sometimes is a little bit difficult for us to find a place to put. It's kind of like trying to understand how the earth supports itself. I mean, it's just, there's the earth just kind of hanging out there in space. I mean, it's just there. Here we are. And there's nothing holding us there. No strings, no wires, you know, nothing up the sleeve, you know, no sleight of hand. We're just, there's this ball of dirt. And this particular solar system we're in, just hanging there, just hanging out, as it were. And yet God set that in motion so that we could hang out here. So, but it's hard for us to kind of get an idea of like how that happens. We've got lots of calculations, and astronomers give us a lot of ideas about the origin of the Earth and all this sort of thing, but nobody really knows where all that stuff came from, and nobody was there when it happened. That's what God told Job. Where the heck were you when I did this? I mean, were you there? What do you know about it? You don't know anything about it. And for all the calculations and all the mind experiences that mankind goes through trying to teach the current mantra of the day of how the universe came and all this sort of stuff, nobody has any idea, really. Unless God inspired it, there'd be no way to know. It would just be ever learning and never coming to the knowledge of the truth, as the scripture says. Wasting time or spending time trying to find something out for which there's absolutely no way. It'd be like a cow trying to figure out how the continents were put together, living in a pasture someplace, or an ant in an anthill somewhere, trying to understand the complicated issues of geopolitics when it really just is an anthill on somebody's farm somewhere out in southern Missouri. That's just how simplistic mankind's mind really is compared to God. God is operating on a whole different level than mankind. But we do have insight to Him, and the insight we have are the things that He gives around us. In fact, it says if we want to understand God, look around at the visible things that He has made.
Amen.
And that will teach us about who He is and how He creates.
Amen.
The very way that we problem solve is a dim reflection of the way that God problem solves. The very way we look and create is a very dim reflection of the way that God views and creates things. Because He put that in us. You can't make something out of something that you don't have.
Amen.
You just cannot make gold coins if there's no gold in the soil.
Amen.
If there's no gold to mine, it's just pretty hard to make those gold coins. You just can't make them.
Amen.
And God couldn't make something out of something that there wasn't available for Him to make something out of. And that takes having this hope, we use great plainness of speech.
Yeah, right.
And that's why in the beginning of the book of John, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made.
Amen.
Again, real clear. But it goes back to the idea that God used this creative Word within Himself. That's what He was made up of. He just sort of reached within Himself, as it were, and created this universe that we see. And how He did it was by using the elements that were available to Him, that had always been available to Him, because He always has been.